My name is Tony Long Drew, and my character is Sheriff Jack B. Nimble. He's kind of a mumbler when he gets around his love, Sweet Sally. He's the hero of the play. He wants to capture Phineas Flatworm, who's the villain, and also win the heart of his love, Sweet Sally.
My name is Tina Sakamoto, and the character that I play is named Irma.
And what's her role?
Irma is a waif.
Have you been in plays before, in the melodramas before?
No, I've never been in a play before.
So what got you to do this?
It was on my bucket list, and the last time the Midkoff Mummers had a play, I thought, well, I'll try out. I would like to, but I was just too busy, and I promised myself that the next time it came about that I would try out. And, well, it came about, and I figured if I can't be true to myself, then who can I be true to? So here I am.
Irene Littleton, and I'm the director of the Midkoff Mummers melodrama this year. The name of it is Wash Your Troubles Away or Dirty Deeds Come Clean. It's a musical romp of the Gold Rush days, and we've made it Alaska style a little bit. And lots of laughs, full of funny things for everyone.
Can you give us a hint at the plot?
Well, let's see. The set is taking place in the Tub and Scrub Laundry, where Olympia Cleanse, the owner, washes flecks of gold out of the miner's laundry for years and years. And the villain, Phineas Flatworm, he catches on to this, and so he's going to foil everything and take the Tub and Scrub Laundry away.
It's been a couple years since you've had a melodrama. Tell me about how did we get started again?
Well, it's been, I think we were thinking it might even be 4 years ago that we did one. And Vara Wright was our director before, and she's since relocated to Washington. And I've thought about doing this for a couple years. It's just wasn't quite sure if I was ready for it, but I thought, you know.
She had quite big shoes to fill.
She has very big shoes to fill, and I hope to do her proud. But we're going to, you know, do it and hope that everybody enjoys it. So we have a great cast. We're just so lucky, so fortunate.
I'm Diane Marsh, and I am Mrs. Mugwump. I am Phineas's mother, and I am a fire-belching dragon of a mother.
Have you been in the melodramas before?
No, I have not. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this.
What made you want to do it this year?
It was on my bucket list.
You're the second person to say that.
Yeah, Joy wanted to do it, so I said, okay, I'll do it.
Hi, I'm Joy Morgan, and my character is Peggy the Waif, and I ask for money and do laundry.
Is that a demanding role?
No.
I'm Sharon Hunter, and I play the part of Ida, who owns a laundry, and she's pretty shrewd, but I won't give it away, but she's done wrong by some people in this play. It is a small but significant part, and fortunately for all concerned, there is no singing.
I think you were a Slimeline girl in one of the other melodramas a little way back.
Quite a long time ago,
and
yeah.
Didn't you get to sing then?
I did. It was so embarrassing.
My name is Cindy Martin, and my character is Lola Lola. She's in cahoots with the bad man, and she's going to be very entertaining, yeah.
Now, you have been in many plays before, I think, right?
I have.
And I know one of the play this year is in memory of Penny Ripple, and I know you were in plays with her. And maybe just tell people a little bit about Penny as an actress. And what...
Oh, wow. Hats. Boas, feathers. She was a grand drama queen. She could play any character and play it well. She could sing any song and sing it well. And she was a lot of fun to work with.
Does she inspire you in your role to this time around?
She inspires me in every role.